In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joseph, the guardian of Jesus. A break in the fasting and cross-laced discipline of Lent, and a new saint's feast day on top of that, at least new to the LCMS, Joseph, the adoptive human father of Jesus. Or is it a break? Perhaps the guardian father of Jesus has something to say to us about the Lenten pilgrimage. After all, he took his adoptive son and blessed wife Mary to sojourn in Egypt, the land where Israel's sonship was forged. But first, we ought to recall why we are making this Lenten pilgrimage after all. As the proper preface for Lent says, that we may keep the Paschal feast with sincerity and truth. In other words, Lent kills. It crucifies you. Immersion in the Word in Lent is immersion in your baptism, which is immersion in your death. In that pilgrimage of death to life, your sonship is forged. Joseph knew that. Oh, did he? Guard a woman pregnant not with the flesh of my flesh, and take her to be my wife? Believe that the son she is bearing is from the Holy Spirit and call his name Jesus? When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Three times, claiming Mary and Jesus as his own, fleeing to Egypt in the face of Herod's fury, and returning not to Judea, but to Galilee, where his adoptive son would be known as a despised Nazarene. Joseph knew what made one a son of Abraham. Blood already marked the foreheads of Abraham's sons. So Joseph does have something to say to your Lenten pilgrimage. Joseph was obedient to God. He was Abraham's offspring, David's son. He kept God's word with sincerity and truth. Into his care, God had entrusted the mystery of salvation. Joseph guarded that precious cargo, the gift of God, protected by the guardian of God. Might you call Joseph your Lenten father? Are you keeping the word with sincerity and truth? Are you guarding the mystery of the word crucified that you might have life? It is fulfilled. What the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son, Christ Jesus lives." At the end of the Lenten pilgrimage, he is the faithful son of Abraham, of David, of Joseph, of God. In him you will celebrate the Paschal feast with sincerity and truth. You have a Lenten father in Joseph. Follow your ancestor. Guard the precious cargo entrusted to you and revel in the mystery of your own salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.